Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Gary Morris here. Gary's our good friend, a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. He is the founder of the Financial Seminary, which is a nonprofit ministry. He's the author of Look Up America, which is his new one. Also, Faithful Finances 101, and my favorite, The Wisdom of Sir John Templeton. That's still one of my favorite books. Gary Moore, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back with you, Jim.
Gary, you and I are going to talk today about something that's on your mind, about the degrading of spirituality and I think the diminishing of capitalism in America. But before we do that, there's something that happened this week that I think has manifested from a response to what happened this week has manifested from what you're talking about, what you want to talk about, and that's the death of Associate Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Before the sun set on Saturday, they were already picking over his political bones instead of talking about what a great statesman he was, what a unique jurist he was, the importance of his work, and the kind of person he was, what a great human being he was, et cetera, et cetera. They were picking over his bones, Gary. How is that nothing less than the coarseness of American society these days? I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted, Gary, by what's happened this week.
Well, I agree with you, Jim. I was flipping through my emails this morning, and now there's even rumors swirling about his death.
Conspiracy,
which
yeah.
I didn't know there was any questions about. But it was kind of despicable the way everything got politicized. But that's what's happening in the country today. Everything, Jim, from one institution to another, has become so politicized. I see it in the church.
But the institution, of civility, the institution of decorum, those are intangible institutions, Gary, that are completely gone these days. Tell me, and I know. Look, politics has been blood sport since our founding of our country. You go back and look at what those guys went through. But tell me that in days past, some president wouldn't have said to whoever in the Senate, you know, guys, I got lots of time to nominate somebody. Let's take about 5 or 6 days and celebrate this man's life.
Yeah.
Tell me there isn't some president in the past who wouldn't have said that.
Well, no, I agree with you, Jim. But it, as you say, it is the coarseness that we have today in American politics, and it's so very sad. I think people are disgusted with it. That's why you're seeing such, on both ends of the political spectrum, such a backlash against what we call the establishment. Mm-hmm. People are just sick of the way things are, and in a way that's hopeful, Jim. You know, it's often said it's darkest before the dawn, and maybe people are getting to the point where we realize, and well, most people surveys say, you know, the country's on the wrong track, and maybe, you know, now is the time to
but I'm
go
not
a
hearing,
different direction.
I'm not hearing a lot of other people saying what you and I are saying right now, and you know, this is a man who, in the history of the Supreme Court, it's going to go down, irrespective of politics, folks. No matter whether you completely disagree with all of his rulings, this is a man by any peer of the any student of the Supreme Court that clearly will go down as one of the top 10 jurists of the history of the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and but yet, that's again, if you don't You know, I 20 years ago, Jim, I thought about going to seminary because I saw what was happening on Wall Street. Mm-hmm. And I didn't go, and because the church said there's other ways you can help us by writing about ethics and so on. And so I went that route, much like you're doing these days. And it's just when your country loses its moral foundations, Jim, I don't want to sound like a preacher here, I guess, and I'm not a preacher, but I'm deeply concerned that when you don't have morality, all you have left is politics. Mm-hmm. And then you just battle it out. There is not the sense of civility.
Which, you know, the intangibles. Haven't we lost the intangibles?
Oh, Gary? that's what it's all about. My books that you mentioned from Spiritual Investments On basically says, to use Jesus's words, seek first the kingdom and all this political economy and stuff will take care of itself. And what it means is you have to trust each other. You have to be honest. You have to be patient and all of the things that you don't see in America.
And think about the
today.
Human being.
Exactly.
Before the money, before the politics.
Yeah.
My God, folks, can't we get back to that? Aren't there enough of us out there who want this to demand this of our so-called leaders? I'm still disgusted about all this. 20 till right back with Gary Moore. I'm Jim Blasi.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.